This is the astrology forecast for the 2015 Aries Lunar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2015 Aries Lunar Eclipse takes place on September 22nd or 28, 2015 at 7:50 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 10:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 2:50 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. At 4 degrees Aries, 40 minutes, 4 degrees Libra, 40 minutes. That boom you hear? It's the sound of doors, chapters, and entire books slamming shut. A major cycle is ending, and it's not going quietly. The slams aren't merely expressions of fiery emotion, though those are in the mix. They signal permanent closures with no reversals, no do-overs, and no take-backs. With this month's Aries lunar eclipse, we are nearing the end of the line in I versus you, matters that have been churning since late 2013. Whether the flashpoint is a specific relationship dynamics or patterns, an agreement, or the collective social contract, just look at the news lately, what's igniting now grows out of a lengthy, often heated process that has forced fundamental changes in how we approach relating. No doom and gloom, please. The eclipse's location directly on the north node in Libra, pointing to the future path in how we relate, marks it as a profound turning point for all of us, even if the eclipse touches nothing directly in our personal charts. This eclipse is a companion to the boundary resetting mandate of the Virgo new moon of September 12th and 13th. The two together, against the rest of September's complex energies, mark the gateway into new arrangements with the potential to be more healthy and personally appropriate. On the collective level, well, we're in for a long haul of grappling with what we want to be. We are ready. We have passed the point of putting up with, making allowances for, discussing, requesting, pleading, or negotiating. We've even, many of us, moved past fearing what might happen if we speak up. The prospect of not speaking up and staying put is far scarier. This moon encourages and, in fact, requires action. One reason, it's ruled by Mars, god of war and planet of push, who is brave and self-starting to the point of reckless impulsiveness. Two, the fact that the moon is full is fanning emotional sparks and flames to wildfire levels. The emotional energies roaring through us now, good, bad, anything but indifferent, are motivating to the point of being irresistible. Adding to the excitement is the high drama, impassioned, wild card element of Venus, the ruler of all we value and desire, love, money, beauty, creativity, in a direct current with utterly unpredictable, paradigm-shattering Uranus. This team is delivering surprises and breakthroughs in perspective, opportunity, and situations. Some are payoff from or a continuation of late August, around the 20th, when retrograde Venus and Uranus made the same connection. The sparks flying off this pair scream, go, go, go. Another influence says, not so fast. Mars, the party host, is tangling with Saturn, lord of order and responsibility. Their clash operates as a governor, requiring slow and steady follow-through on whatever the lightning strike opens. Our attitude shifts in an instant. Moving forward happens incrementally, perhaps even agonizingly so. As it should be, rolling out step by step is consistent with the serious, lasting implications of everything that shifts gear now. Even when our lives turn on a dime, when someone leaves, when you snap and boot someone out, when you say enough is enough and draw a line in indelible ink, when a door slams shut behind you that you didn't realize existed, when a friend falls into your arms and you both gasp in recognition, the new conditions and situations will take some time settling in. Letting them develop encourages them to develop solidly and firmly. Many of them will be with us for years to come. Better that the foundations be good and deep than that we jump on them with an impetuousness that crashes them. Our emotional readiness for this shift certainly helps. So does our fully reaching a point of neither tolerating any further nor of turning back. The context of this eclipse explains this part of its nature. This weekend's event is the fifth of six in the Aries-Libra eclipse cycle, which began in October 2013 and winds up next March. This cycle has brought back relationship themes from 1995 to 97, the last time it was with us. In both the late 90s and the last 3 years, these themes have involved a question of settling. The last cycle saw people entering into relationships, marriages, and agreements thinking they were the best they could do. Survey your friends. It's stunning how many marriages from those years no longer exist. The cycle is playing out differently now. Very differently. That's because the Aries-Libra eclipses have coincided with the relentless change imperative that has rocked and restructured the very foundations of our lives. These astrological influences have essentially double-teamed us in yanking us out of a lifetime of codependence, projecting all manner of expectation that other people may or may not be able to meet or even recognize, and expecting other people to complete us. One of the outgrowths of the cosmic change imperative has been to redirect our attention to our side of each relationship equation. The Aries eclipse especially fires up our own end of the experience, acting for and out of our own interests. It also sees the Sun standing right by Juno in Libra, embodying our new paradigm for committed partnerships and, for some, the emergence of a committed partner. We are evolving into standing side by side as mutually supportive companions, rather than leaning on and holding each other back. Keep that in mind as you experience and observe the endings and shifts coming off this eclipse. They will not only occur this weekend or this month, but roll out into next spring. If you'd like to actually watch the eclipse, head to SLU, that's www.sloh.com for live feeds from observatories all over the world starting at 8 p.m. on September 27th. If you'd like to learn more about what this means for you, you may order my guides for each sign about the time from late August 2015 through September of 2016, my Jupiter in Virgo guides, they're called, and also my MP3 about what this means for all of us at my site, empowermentunlimited.net. My name is Kathy Beal. I am a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I have a newsletter that comes out every Monday that announces all of my latest information and forecasts and products and videos, which you can sign up for at my site at the top page of empowermentunlimited.net. I'm also available for private consultations, and I publish a podcast every week as well as forecasts for every new and full moon like this one and every month. You can follow me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and you'll find me on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.